You're listening to Sky Aspects with Cleopatra Jade, a podcast about astrological topics, also full and new moons. Enjoy, guys.
We have a transformative week full of planetary transits. In this week's astrology, Mercury enters pre-shadow in preparation for its upcoming retrograde April 1st. Aries season kicks off on Wednesday, which will usher in a fresh astrological new year. And it's a busy week full of Mercury transits, causing us to re-examine how we comprehend data and a time to reevaluate our social situations. Since this is a week with varying tones, we have oodles of energies going on with the vibes on the graph. Mental energy will be present until the 22nd. These cerebral tones will intersect a large amount of solitude, emotional sensitivity, romantic vibes, and social energy. And for this reason, our moods may be up and down, where one moment we might crave alone time and the next be in the mood to mingle with others. Then we have more romantic vibes intersecting good luck and more mental tones, along with social energy, good luck, family, and friends. The weekend has some fun vibes to it and the need to just let loose and enjoy ourselves, even with the Venus-Saturn conjunction going on. We'll take care of important things, but also make some room for fun and adventure. So yeah, we're in for another interesting week. Let's look at these next bunch of days and see what we can expect. As a reminder, don't forget to like and subscribe because it helps this channel grow. And if you'd like to support the work of this channel, you could do so by buying me a fresh cup of coffee. There's a link in the description box below. Monday opens up to the first retrograde cycle of the season. Well, not exactly in retrograde motion yet, but Mercury is going into pre-shadow on this day. And so, welcome to the retrograde season of 2024. Over these next 8 months, we'll have a bunch of planets go into their regressive cycles. Pluto, Saturn, Neptune, Chiron, Jupiter, Uranus, two more Mercury retros. Also, Mars will go retrograde at the end of the year. So yeah, we also have a Mars retrograde happening this year. But I will get to that once we get to the fall time and that starts going into pre-shadow around October, November. But yep, here we are with a Mercury retrograde in Aries. And so this is going to put us in a position where we need to reflect on how we initiate things in our lives. And this is because Aries is a cardinal sign and it's how we take action. Mercury is our planet of thinking, comprehending things, how we speak, and other ways we interact with others. So all of this combined with Aries is going to give us a couple of things. Well, more than a couple of things. It's going to give us a higher expression and it's going to give us a lower expression of these energies throughout this retrograde. So with the higher expression, this may be a time where we need to work on decisiveness. We need to work on assertiveness, being an active participant in communication. Speaking our minds will be a big thing, absorbing information quickly and how we do that. Independent thinking is going to come up in this energy. And it's also a stage where we'll re-examine goals that we were passionate about, but maybe we put it on the back burner for whatever reason. With the lower expression of this, it may be a time to reevaluate our tempers, a lack of patience, overly being blunt, like being blunt to a point where it's cutting to other people. Impulsivity, low empathy, selfishness, and feeling easily frustrated, especially with long-winded people. So these are the themes that can come up during this retrograde. Of course, once we get to the actual retrograde, which is April 1st, I will talk more of this in length. So that will be the extended version of what I'm giving you guys today. So yeah, anything we do up until April 1st is going to circle back around throughout the month of April as this retrograde plays out. Mercury will go direct on April 25th, and then it will leave its post shadow on May 13th of 2024. The 19th may feel like a day where we're not exactly enthusiastic about things. And this is because Mars is making a semi-sextile with Neptune, which can lead to feeling demotivated. And by demotivated, just drained. Mars and Neptune in a hard alignment tends to lead to feeling listless. We tend to feel lethargic in this energy. On top of that, we tend to feel not as clear-minded about things. So it leads to just not feeling as motivated as we normally are to tackle things. So it may be a day where we need to recharge our batteries by any means necessary. In an energy like this, maybe doing spiritual things will be better for you, like grounding techniques, meditation, and other modalities of that type. It may be a day where it's better to take action on those things than to actually try to tackle heavy things or things that require you to be focused and energetic. Especially because we won't be as clear-minded as we typically are. This may be a day where our judgment is off, and so making any type of judgment judgment call may not go in our favor. And if anything, it could be a day where we feel a little impulsive because we're so desperate to take action. We end up initiating things we shouldn't while we're feeling impetuous. Also, another thing with this, it comes with some interesting things in terms of other people and ourselves. One, this may be a day where we're lacking awareness with our temper. And two, we need to be aware of setting heavy boundaries because our energy could feel depleted by people who tend to either emotionally dump or their energy is just very heavy. Sometimes people don't do this on purpose. And yeah, sometimes they do, but either way, try to find a way to ground your energy and your moods as much as possible. So on that same day, right before the sun enters Aries, it's going to make a connection with Jupiter that might inflate arrogance, recklessness, and overcompensating for ego. So that combined with the Neptune stuff may lead to a day where the impulsivity is ramped up and carelessness, and also dealing with others who have a douchey personality. But 24 hours later, the sun is going to transit into the first sign of the zodiac. Happy Astrological New Year, everyone! The sign of Ram is kicking off a fresh new zodiac cycle. And also, happy birthday to all the Aries out there. So here we are in fresh cardinal energy. Each of the cardinal signs opens up a brand new season. Cancer opens up summer, Libra opens up autumn, and Capricorn opens up winter. And of course, this is from my Northern Hemisphere perspective. If we're looking at the Southern Hemisphere, they still open up seasons, but the opposite of what we have. Aries opens up autumn, Cancer opens up winter, Libra is the springtime in the Southern Hemisphere, and Capricorn opens up their summertime. So no matter how many ways you slice it, you still have the cardinal signs opening up each new season for everyone. So here's a cool thing about spring and autumn. Around that time, we're on the Aries-Libra axis. And what it does is it brings in equal day and equal night. So instead of having an abundance of darkness at night like we do in the wintertime, or the light that we have in summer, that extra light, which I do personally enjoy, we get an even Stevens amount of day and night during Aries and Libra season. Another cool thing about this sign transition is it's one of the sun's favorite spots to be in. The sun is exalted in Aries. And this is because of a system in astrology called essential dignities, where we examine how certain planets work within certain signs. And with anything, some fit like a glove and others may run into some snags. And this is not the case with this situation. So the sun can operate here at total capacity and really achieve its agenda of selfhood. And mainly in Aries, it's self-motivation that the sun gets while it's within the sign. The sun is associated with our conscious, our ego, confidence, individuality, self-assurance, and how we seize the day. So a combination like this can really feel encouraging. And this is because we're feeling more confident and we're feeling less open to the opinions of others and or letting others bog us down. We're able to take decisive action when it comes down to our goals or just anything else that we need to make a decision on. And because of this, we'll end up taking bold steps to go after what we desire. Also, this is going to be an energy where we're able to lean in on ourselves a little bit more. And what I mean by that is we're relying on ourselves a little more in this energy rather than the help of others. Not that there's anything wrong to ask for help. There certainly isn't. At the same time, we do need to do things on our own. We do need to be self-motivated. We need to have get up and go. And we also need to have the ability to stand on our own 2 feet and take action without the approval of other people. Aries energy is truly about relying on yourself to get things done. Of course, there needs to be a fine balance of that. But if you're waiting for an extra boost to get things done on your own, this may be the time where you're able to do so. Despite the fact that we're having a Mercury retrograde in Aries, again, that's going to have us looking at how we take action. But of course, this could be a period where you're finally doing your own thing and not waiting around for others to tell you it's okay. And this doesn't have to be anything crazy or harsh or prickly. This could be simply just doing something on your own for a change. And that could be as simple as going to a coffee shop on your own, going to the gym on your own, or even just going for a walk because maybe no one's around and you want to do those things. And so you're just like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm just going to go and do it myself. So that is definitely one of the lovely benefits of this energy. And even though this energy is about standing on your own 2 feet, it doesn't mean that we're not going to mingle and interact with others. Because if anything, Aries is a sign that loves to interact with others. But we have this weird thing about about us, and I say we because I happen to be an Aries, we like to do our own thing, but we also like to have our friends, and we also like to have people around us. We just need our personal space every now and then. The best classification for an Aries is the popular loner, but this could be a time of entertaining yourself when need be, but also being open to adventure with other people. This is a time to seize the day. This is a time to do something thrilling. Aries season is that period where we're itching to get out. We're itching to do something exhilarating. Especially if you come from one of those cold weather places, you are ready to get out the house and do something fun. So if you're in the mood for some thrill-seeking antics, then this is the perfect time to get it in. With Mercury being here in Aries throughout this entire Aries season, and the Sun being in Aries, Venus will soon be here as well. This is going to be a time of transparency. This is going to be a time of speaking directly to people. And there is a positive end to that, like I was talking about when Mercury went into Aries, but there is also a lower vibration to that too, which I will get to later. But it's a refreshing time of just being able to be honest. So with the Sun here, which is about self-expression, this is not the type of energy where we'll be beating around the bush, which can be very refreshing for some people. Directness is important. Obviously, the way you deliver that directness is also important. It's equally important. It's not what you say, it's how you say it. However, the positive end of this may be welcoming, especially if you've been through a period of dealing with passive aggressiveness and people who sugarcoat things. So, of course, this can turn into a neutral expression rather than a higher expression, as well as a lower expression, because sometimes that bluntness can have adverse effects and the outcome may not be so favorable. The sincerity is nice, but sometimes it's the delivery. And of course, that leads me to the lower expression, being too truthful and too direct and saying it in a manner that's harsh, prickly, just tactless. That can be of an abundance in this energy. So we may see that play out more than typical since we're in this Aries season with the Mercury retrograde in Aries and the Aries stellium that we're about to have. We need to be mindful of coming off too egotistical, coming off too arrogant. This type of energy can bring that out a little bit more than typical. Also, an energy like this does bring out our competitive side. That can be a positive thing. That could be a neutral thing. And it can also be a lower expression. It depends on how you're using that. A lot of the times within Aries energy, it's about competing with yourself, being overly competitive with your own self. At the same time, it's not that it can't manifest towards other people, and that's where that lower expression comes in. Healthy competition amongst others is perfectly fine, but this can also get to a point where it's unhealthy and unconstructive. So that's something else to be aware of within this. Because this is a fast-acting energy, snap judgments may be more prevalent than typical, and snap judgment is great. Decisive action is great. At the same time, the Aries energy is a thing first, ask questions later sometimes, and so we need to be aware of just rushing into something, and then it ends up being something disastrous. And I don't mean that in a catastrophic way. I just mean that in a way of just mishaps and snafus. So even though these aren't so rosy expressions when we get to the lower vibes of this energy, Aries season is great for offering a lot of encouragement and energizing us. And so let's soak this up, be self-motivated, and just go out and have fun and get into some cool, crazy antics. And just as the Sun is shifting into Aries, it is making this perfect sextile with Pluto. So we have this harmonious energy occurring with the Sun and Pluto, which can help us feel really empowered if we haven't felt that way, especially after that Mars situation that we had a day ago. This can give us a much needed boost to step into our personal power. A vibe like this is great for recognizing the unconstructive things that we do concerning our ego. So it may be a day where we're looking for healthy ways to boost our confidence. So with a vibe like this, Aries season is off to a really good start. From the 20th to the 22nd, Mercury is going to be the most active planet, and it's going to be connecting with Chiron and Uranus in part one to what we'll see two more times after this during the retrograde period. With the alignment to Chiron, it may be a day to recognize that we're not speaking to ourselves well. In other words, this may be a time to re-examine our inner dialogue, especially if it's gotten harsh. Obviously, yes, talking to ourselves in that manner is definitely counterproductive because it's not helping us. If anything, it's hindering us being our own worst critic. So a vibe like this can help us in terms of looking for ways to stop self-flagellating. Contrasting that energy is the Mercury-Uranus connection. This one tends to lead to unpredictability. This one is going to be a tricky one during the retrograde as well because communication-wise, it's about blurting out the wrong thing, saying the wrong thing, coming off a little too eccentric. There's nothing wrong with being eccentric. There's nothing wrong with being weird. But sometimes there's a level of weird that we all kind of are like, this is a little too weird for me even. And so this could be one of those vibes where it catches you off guard for that reason. Also, this tends to bring about jitteriness. This tends to bring about irritability. This tends to bring out the more testier side in people. So some people may be a little bit more unpredictable, especially with Mercury being in Aries. This may be something with our tempers being more unpredictable than typical. So this is one of those vibes where things don't go as planned. This is one of those vibes where, you know, it may throw us off course a bit. So do the best you can when this energy hits. Luckily, in between that, around the 21st, going all the way up till the 24th, we have some grounding energies with Venus and Saturn, but we also have Venus and Jupiter coming together, which will bring out a more jolly tone to the weekend. More so with Venus and Jupiter. With the Venus-Saturn situation, we may be considering our long-term plan when it comes down to finances and relationship goals, particularly romantic situations. This conjunction starts a new phase between Venus and Saturn. Within planetary relationships, they make various different aspects. Once they come to that conjunction, it is like a new moon for them. Once they hit that opposition point, that's the full moon phase for them. And so this opens up a brand new cycle for these planets together. And I will say, because of the nature of Venus and Saturn together, this one can be a little mixed bag. Some conjunctions are a little harsher than others. This one has a little bite to it, but not as uncomfortable as some can be. The more harmonious aspects of this alignment can help us look at where we need to stop wasting time, especially on financial endeavors or romantic situations that are not bringing us a return on investment. So this could be the nudge needed to align ourselves with the right financial situations and the right people. Also, even though these things are important so we can move past it, it may bring to our awareness that we're in a romantic situation that lacks passion, something that's based purely on superficiality, or you're realizing you're just not into someone anymore because of the lack of love in the relationship or just a lack thereof. And it can be a sobering moment when it comes down to finances and career as well, where we're coming to a realization that something that we're doing isn't really helping us get to the next level when it comes down to our monetary gain. So this is where this could feel rough around the edges. It is an important alignment. It is a helpful alignment. Just anything with Saturn doesn't always come easy and can feel stressful. At the same time, it gets us to the next level because that's what Saturn wants us to do. This is the planet that wants us to be the better version of ourselves so we can have more. But by the time we get to the 24th, there may be some mitigation of some of the harsher tones that are going on. And this is because of the alignment that's happening with Venus and Jupiter. This can bring out a moment where we feel more upbeat about love, our social life, finances, and looking at all the opportunities that may be available for us. We were seeing that good luck energy on the graph because of this. I want to say Saturn is included. I know that a lot of people don't associate Saturn with luck, but Saturn actually gives you that push you need to go after what you need and go after those fortunate opportunities. Jupiter is the planet where it just kind of falls in your lap, and so is Venus. And we like a good fall in our lap sort of luck situation, and so that may be very possible with these energies in the air this weekend. But a vibe like this just gets us in the mood to go out and have fun, explore our romantic lives more, have people over for a little shindig, but also, again, having a better outlook, having a more positive outlook on life, like things are finally going to work out at some point. So yeah, what a week. There are definitely some moments where it's going to be a little bit bitey. At the same time, we have a week where things really round out in a way that's fun and harmonious. Anyway, hope you all have the best week ever. Later, and see you in the next episode.